yesterday we learned two Rashis that are contradictory. So I just want to make sure that I didn't misunderstand the Rashis. When I read it yesterday, I saw the contradiction. I did not point it out. But today, I want to see if I was right. I was theoretically going to look it up last night, and I forgot. So I just want to take a look before I teach it wrong. See him point out that the Luchaira Rashi is not. Okay, I think Rashi is bringing two pshatim. You notice Rashi said in the second to the last line, "Bisvarim Achayrim Einai." Second and the last line on Tesamid Beis. Rashi said the words, B'svarim Acherim Einai. Other Svarim, it doesn't exist. And then Rashi had a whole piece of Rashi. Right. And then, at the four lines in the bottom of the page, he writes, Atkan. So the printer is saying that there are two versions of Rashi. This is in some Svarim, and it's not in other Svarim. Svarim Acherim Einai. Right? Whoever put that in, whether Rashi wrote that or the printer saying there is in some Svarim they have this following Rashi, in other Svarim they don't have the following Rashi. But there's a difference between the Rashi explained Rebbe in Rashi on the narrow lines and how Rashi explains Rebbe in the wide lines. Let me explain. According to Rebbe, two times is a chazaka. A girl never saw a period. She saw us one time, she's not in the time of Meshleis. She says a second time, she's not in the time of Meshleis. She saw a third time, then she's in the time of Meshleis. Why? So Rashi in the narrow lines explained that she didn't establish the pattern until after two times. And in the Riyah that she establishes the pattern, she doesn't have to be in the time of Meshleis. That's not what Chazal said. Only the Riyah after she established the pattern. That's what Rashi said in the narrow one. In the wide lines, he says a different Svara. He says, because when this lady's girl saw the first time, and then went 90 days without seeing, we say she reverted to her original status. So the first one is canceled. It's as if she never saw because she went 90 days without seeing, and she's a girl that's not old enough to see. So the assumption is that that was an aberration. She's back to her original status of being a girl that doesn't see. And now she sees after 90 days. This becomes Riya number one. And therefore, the next time she's Chayshish Meshleis because she established the pattern. That means, and Rashi seems to say in the wide lines, that the reason we don't count number two to be Matama Meshleis, I, Rebbe, said two times establishes a pattern. So in the beginning, Rashi said, because the one you establish a pattern, there's no Tumas Meshleis. Later on, Rashi seems to say Svara, because she reverted to her original state. Unless, no, forget it, maybe Rashi just means to say, therefore you need two times to establish a pattern. Forget it, it's not a zero. It's okay, forget it, delete the whole conversation. Okay, again, you don't have to say it. I just said it. I just deleted it. You don't have to say it. I got it. Okay, back to the Gemara. We are up to Amar Mar. The bottom, are we up to there? Right. No, we're up to three lines to the bottom of Tessamid Bay in the Gemara. Ukshesias Manolirais. A girl who was over 12. Pam Rishai Nadaya Shaitup, because this is the first time she saw. Pam Shnia Matame Base Place in Makita the Makita. Because she is, once she saw once, she is a girl who sees. She doesn't have to establish a pattern. Rashi. Matame Base in Makita the Makita. Avra Leh Shalosh Aynes Verasa, Daya Shaita. She goes 90 days without seeing. This is Rabbi Eliezer speaking. And Rabbi Eliezer holds any woman that goes 90 days without seeing has uprooted herself from being seen, and therefore, again, she's Dayashaita. Rashi. She hears Mata Luris Parmishaita Dayashaita, Shnia Matama Meshleis, the Hainu Psula de Masnissen. That's the woman we're referring to in the Mishnah. Namba, Mamehamu Dayashaita, Briyurishaita. The Mishnah said only the first. Even a young woman who's gone 90 days, Dayashait. So we learned this long brisa. This long brisa differentiates between a girl under 12 and a girl over 12. Girl under 12 has to establish a pattern. The girl over 12 doesn't have to establish a pattern. The minute she sees once, the pattern is established. She's of age to see, so right away we say she's a girl that sees. Dr. Gemara, I'm... Right, so it's Dayashaita. That's Psula. That's the Mishnah that differentiated between time one and time two. Whereas the one, the girl that never saw, seeing once is Dayashaita, seeing the second time is Dayashaita, because she might have reverted to her previous state. And again, the case of the Brisa was she went 90 days without seeing.
The second time?
What?
Both Dayashaita the first time?
Everybody holds Dayashaita the first time. She's a Psula. That's the one that Mishnah said is a Psula until now.
Oh, well, at any age, I'm saying.
Again, the first time is Dayashaita the first. Yes.
And then the second time?
It's the Shaita difference. Dr. Gemara Amar. Avra Le'eshalosh Enes Dayashaita. So, Trashi, what are we talking about? Very important, Trashi, to set the stage. Amamar, Gabi Tinaiki Shaloi Higiyas Manaluras. A girl who has not reached the age to see. Varas is Shalosh Paman. Viachikach Obra Le Shalosh Aynes Varasa, Dayashaita. A girl who has not reached the age to see. Saw three times, then went 90 days without seeing. The second time is also Dayashaita. That's what we said in this Brisa. Girl went 90 days, she saw, she's not of age, she went 90 days, saw again, she's not Dayashaita. Zok to Gemara. Hadr Gachazia Ba'aynes Mai. What would be about this girl who...
She is
Dayashaita, I said. Hadr Gachazia Ba'aynes Mai. Okay, this is a girl that's underage, saw the first time, not 12, she's 11, she saw a period, she's Dayashaita. Then 30 days later, she saw a second period. She didn't wait another 90 days, like the case of the Brisa. She saw 30 days later. Now, what happens in that second Ria? What happens in after 30 days? It's not the case of the Brisa. She saw 90, 90, and then 90. First two is Dayashaita, the third one is not. How about 90 and then 30? Not 90. She never saw, and then went 30 days.
What age is she?
11. That's why we're going to let the Gemara talk. You know what I mean? Before you offer your tarot, which is wonderful that you have your tarot, but let the Gemara explain it. What? Again. She went... The first time in her life, she's 11 years old. She got a period. Dayashaita. Everybody holds that. 30 days later, she got her second period. She's 11 years old. Not 10 years old. My, what is the din? Amar, Rabbi Gidl Amarav. Pam Rishayinu Shniya Dayashaita, Shlishis Mechama Meisleitzim Pkidu Lepkidu. He says, first two times, even after 30 days, meaning second period is Dayashaita. The third period, she's Mechama Meisleitzim. Correct. So that, let's see. You're right. I'm not saying it's such a big chiddush. I'm glad that everybody understands it so easily, which makes my job much easier. I'm very happy. I'm always happy when people know the Gemara before I teach it. My, Dr. Ashi, me harahad gechasi ba'ainus. Achariyazu, my dayashaita on the time of Meisleitzim. Me or me not? Rashi explains to Shaila. Hadik Tani Basra, the Brisa had the case. Void Avro la Gimel Oynas. Dafkik Tani Avro. Is that only because she went 90 days? When this girl, 11 years old, went 90 days after her first period, the Brisa said that the second time is dayashaita. Is that because it was 90 days? Had it been after 30 days, 30 days, it would have been Matama Meisleis. The Abba Gavdo Egias Mana, even though she's 11, even the Hosea Karaya, Kaidim Avsakas Gimel Oynas Rishaynas, since she saw a second time before 90 days, Harike Egias Mana, we treat her like a girl who reached age. The Chiyapsika Rishaynas Virasa, Dayashaita, Mahi Ria Kerbliezer. When she stopped, right, we stopped and 90 days and then saw, then it's like Rabbi Eliezer, who says after 90 days, every woman is Mesolekia's Dama, whether she's 11 or 12 or 14. Doesn't make a difference. The Chichaz Yisula Saifayinim Atama Meisleis Kachol Yisheshar Allah Gimeloinus. And then when she sees after 90 days, then, right, I'm sorry, after 30 days, she's like every other woman, who went 90 days and then 30 days. Let me explain what Rashi's trying to say. The case before left itself a little bit unexplained. I explained it, but it left itself unexplained. The case the Brisa brought was a girl 11 or 10 who saw, went 90 days without seeing, went another 90 days without seeing. Why did the Brisa say 90 days? When she's 12 and she goes 90 days, also is Dayashaita the first time she sees. And then she goes another 90 days, also Dayashaita, because she's establishing a new pattern at the second time. So what exactly, I'm sorry, that would not be, the second time would be different. Try to explain again. Let's say a 12-year-old girl saw once, and then went 90 days without seeing. What would be that second Ria? Would it be Matama Meisleitz? No. She's 12. She's 25. She's been seeing periods all her life. Then she went 90 days without a period. Rabbi Eliezer says she's Mesolekia Dama.
It's not the norm.
It's
three periods. Three.
Rabbi Eliezer said any woman that misses three periods is Mesolekia Dama.
And Dayashaita.
I don't have to be 11 for that. A woman can be 25 for that. So now, the case of the Brisa was the 11-year-old that went 90 days. How about if the 11-year-old only went 30 days? What do we do with the 11-year-old that didn't go 90 days? Because every woman who goes 90 days is Dayashaita. So what, right? So what is difference? What is the Brisa, when it set up the case of the 11-year-old that went 90 days, it didn't have to be an 11-year-old. Well, so what would happen if the 11-year-old saw and then saw 30 days later? Not 90 days later. Because 90 days cancels everybody. Even a 25-year-old. So what is that's the Gemara Shaila? By picking 90 days, what is the Gemara telling us? What is this Brisa telling us about 30 days? Einus 30 days. Synonymous. The Gemara said it, not me. Whenever it says the word Aina, 30 days. We're not interested in that now. Again, Aina means 30 days. The Gemara said it. You could have asked me that at the beginning of Testament Base.
Isn't there much about missing three? If she's near some of
We're going in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, right? The Brisa is Rabbi Eliezer talking. We see that at the end of the Brisa. So Rabbi Eliezer is talking. You're right. According to the Rabbanan, we're in Rabbi Eliezer. So let's read this Rashi again. Zok Rashi Mai. Dayashaita, Metaima Meslei. Mi Amrina. Hadik Tanu Basra, that it said in the Brisa, V'oid Avru Alel Gimu Oynes. Dafkik Tanu Avru. It means three Oynes, 90 days. Dichazoy Lutzayf Oynes Metaima Meslei. If this 11-year-old would see her second period after 30 days after the first period, would be Matama Meisleis, and Rashi explains why. She never saw before. The Avagavdoi Husa Karaya, even though the Yigiyaz Mana, she didn't reach 12 yet, she hasn't reached the age, but even the Husa Karaya, Kaidam Avsakas Gimel Einus Rishainus, since she saw once before she stopped another 90 days, Harihiki Yigiyaz Mana. We treat the woman who gets her period, even at 11, maybe we treat her like a 12-year-old. Because she got a period. V'chiv hivstik v'rishaynis v'rasa dayashaita. And when she stopped and then saw again, the second time, 90 days later, bahu riyakar ablyezer. Dayashaita b'hi riyakar ablyezer. Ablyezer says, any woman after 90 days is dayashaita. And when she sees a second one, she's like the woman who went 90 days and then saw 30 days later, right? Any woman 25 that sees, no, doesn't see 90 days is Dayashaita. She sees 30 days later, she's not Dayashaita. We don't need an established new Rias. She's a woman that sees. Kachal Ishishavar La Gimelainas, Dein Dayashaita La Birishaina. It's only the first time. Aval hecha de avru, chazru ve avru, gimu aine shniyas verasa, dayashaita mehi riyakar b'liezer. After 90 days, then it's dayashaita again, because b'liezer said 90 days makes everybody a mesolek is done. Right. Vi afar gav to chazina de kamayri b'liezer el bavar rishayna. B'liezer never talked himself about a woman that went 90 and then 90. He only talked about 190. He never said, he just said it's Dayashaita. He didn't say what happens if it goes a second 90. Mil Moida, the Dayashaita Mishnias, at the, but he agrees that once a woman goes 90 and 90, unless she establishes a pattern in Karebi, like Reb Shimon Gamliel, she has to establish a pattern because this woman is going 90 days without a period. 90 days without a period removes periods, according to the answer. Now, she would have to establish it two times, like Rebbe, or three times, like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Right. V'av ha'gam d'reisha Rebbe hi, save it Reb Shimon Gamliel. Even though the reisha that we talked about was going like Rebbe, that said it takes two times to establish a pattern, and the third time, she has to be chayshe shmei sleis, could be that the next case in the Brice is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Ika Rebbe, even the Chazoy Ba'inus have the Mina Lolli Giyazmana. Okay, let me explain what Rashi is doing here. Rashi is making this piece of Gemara a little bit more complicated, but he's being straightforward. Let me explain. This woman who sees one time at 11 years old, right? Now, there's two ways to look at this woman. One says that this woman is still not a girl that sees. She has to establish a pattern of seeing in order to be a girl that sees. That's one way to look at her. The other way to look at her is to say, no, this girl, the minute she sees once, we treat her like a girl that sees. No difference. Now, the difference, there would be two differences in... Again, this is the Shiloh of the Gemara. This is why it's called the Shiloh. Gemara is looking at things two ways. You're not giving me a chance to explain two ways to understand. Because I explained it one way, because that's the Maskana. But why? Again, there's two ways to understand this. With two Nafkaminas. There's two ways to understand it, and there's going to be two differences between the ways to understand it. The first way to understand it is the way I explained it till now. A girl that is not 12 has to establish a pattern of seeing before we establish her as a seeing girl. Then for the first time, two times she has periods, regardless of the interval, is not the time of Meisleis. Regardless of the interval. Because she didn't see two times. So therefore, this girl saw one time, and 30 days later saw a second time, not the time of Meisleis. It's only 30 days. Who cares? She never established herself as a pattern of seeing. She never saw twice. She has to become a seeing girl. A seeing girl means two times. Exactly. The girl who's 11 saw once, sees again 30 days later. What would be that second time? Based on the way I explained it yesterday, she would not be Matama Meisle. Because she never saw twice. She has no pattern of seeing. She has to establish a pattern that she is a seeing girl.
But a pattern needs two.
Pattern needs two.
But she really only has one 30-day interval so far.
Who cares? She saw twice. I'm not interested in intervals. I'm interested in two rias. That's one thing. The other way of understanding it is no. Once a girl sees once, she's considered a regular girl. And from now on, she's a regular seeing girl. Not feeling dumb anymore. And then when she sees again 30 days later, she has to be Matama Meisle. Now, if you understand the second way, we have a problem with the previous Braisa. Because the previous Braisa said the following. An 11-year-old girl that sees, then goes 90 days without seeing, is not Matama Meisle. But then goes another 90 days without seeing. The third one is Matama Meisleis. That's what the Braisa said. If you take a look at the Braisa says, go back. Tana Rabbanan, I think we have to read this Braisa. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines to the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, tonight Kishalai Yigiyaz Manalirais, but Rasa Pam Rishaina Dayashaita, Shniya Dayashaita, Shlishis, Harihika Kolan Lashim, Umatame Meisleis, and Lepkida Lepkida. Okay? Now, it didn't say what the intervals were between first and second. It just said, she saw once, Dayashaita. She saw a second time, Dayashaita. Now, Avra Lashalashaina Tarasa, Dayashaita. If 90 days passed, Dayashaita. Oid Avra Lashalashaina Tarasa, Dayashaita. Okay, this girl saw once, 90 days later, the first 90 is Dayashaita, the second 90 is Dayashaita. That's what it says. Oid Avra Lashalashaina, Harit Kohan Nashim. Her third 90 is like every other woman. That means this woman, right, saw once, went 90 days without seeing, Dayashaita. Went another 90 days without seeing, Dayashaita. Then went another 90 days without seeing, she established a pattern after two times, and therefore the third time she has to see. That's one way of understanding it. Like Rebbe. That two times establishes a pattern. 90
days between each period.
90 days between each period. Again, it's Rebbe and patterns, and Rebbe Eliezer holds every woman that goes 90 days, it doesn't, it's Dayashaita.
And Rebbe Eliezer's agreeable at the end that she
But that depends on the Machlokes Rebbe from Gamliel. Where this Braisa is going like him, not they're not interdependent.
Two separate reasons.
Again, we can combine reasons. Now, let's stop right there. Why is the second time not, let's step back. Why is the second time to at 90? Dayashaita. So when another 90, Dayashaita. That means this girl had two 90s, Dayashaita. So when a third 90, then it's not Dayashaita. Right? That's what happens by an 11-year-old girl. The Braise continues. Ukshigiyas manalirais. If she's 12, Pamrishaina Dayashaita. After 90, Dayashaita. Rav Eliezer says after 90, she's Mislak Gugamim. Shniya, Matama Meslais, and Lepkida Lepkida. The second time around, she's Matama Meslais. What's the difference? Why is the 11-year-old being treated differently than the 12-year-old?
The 12-year-old hasn't established a pattern either.
That of 90. Exactly. Why is the 11-year-old treated differently than the 12-year-old?
There's two factors.
I'm trying to explain. I didn't leave this open-ended. I'm trying to explain. Right? It's clear in the Braita, Rabbi Eliezer is treating the 11-year-old and the 12-year-old differently. It's Rabbi Eliezer talking, and he's treating the 11-year-old and the 12-year-old differently. The 11-year-old sees one period, those 90 days, Dayashaita. Those are second 90 days, Dayashaita. A third 90 days, then she's like a regular woman with time of Meshlech. That's what the Braise says. A 12-year-old, those 90 days, Dayashaita. She saw blood. She saw blood. First time, Dayashaita. 90 days later, is Matama Meslais. Right, I'm sorry. The second 90 days is Matama Meslais. She went 90 days, right? First reason she's not Matama Meslais. Second reason she is Matama Meslais. What is the difference between number one, 11-year-old, and the 12-year-old? Why, in one case, do we say the second time she's Matama Meslais?
The second interval, you mean.
After the second interval. And in the first case, she has to establish, she has to go an extra time to be Matama Meslais. What is the difference between the two? So let's stop right there. There are two ways to see the difference. One is to say, and I'm going to say the more difficult one first, that the woman is 11, establishes a pattern, if once she sees once, she sees. And the reason it takes three times afterwards, she skipped 90, and she saw, skip 90, right? The reason you need the third time, why isn't the second time a time of Meslais? She saw twice already. She saw once, she saw 90 days later, and then she saw 90 days later. So by seeing twice, she established a pattern that she sees. So the next time, she should be the time of Meslais.
The pattern is not that she sees. The pattern is an interval.
Well, yeah, there's two parts here. The interval and that she sees. This girl that never saw has two things going that she has to prove. One that she sees, and one, the interval. Now, but the girl that sees, the 12-year-old, she also has to establish intervals. But yet we say, the second time she skips 90 days, she's Matama Meslais.
She also only had two periods. You know, both had only two periods. Even when she's 12, whether it's 10 or 12,
No. A 12-year-old doesn't have to establish anything. When she sees, she's like a regular girl that saw 40 times. Because she's of age.
And she's ace-ace from the beginning?
No, because the first time, she's a psula zamim. But once she sees once, a 12-year-old, she's a 40-year-old.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so again, I need 3 minutes not to be interrupted, so I can explain this, because I'm going to get interrupted, I'll never get to any part. You have to give me 3 minutes to understand distinctly the two ways to explain this. Two.
Come on, are they both from
Kamen and Derisa? Mace place is a Drabanan. Okay. Yes, doctor.
I can wait if you want.
I'd rather you wait.
That's okay.
Fine. Okay. Again, let me explain this. You can look at this two ways. You can say,
no interruption.
I'm trying to get this straight without being interrupted so I can at least present the whole thing. There's a Machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, what establishes a pattern. Now, it's clear in this Braisa that the 12-year-old who sees, skips 90 days, is Dayashaita. Not because she just saw her first time. It's because she went 90 days. Rebbe Eliezer says 90 days makes Dayashaita. That's what Rebbe Eliezer said. But if she goes another 90 days, then Rebbe Eliezer does not say Dayashaita by the 12-year-old that sees. Says it clearly. She gives Manalirais. Pam Rishayna Dayashaita, Shnia Matama Meisleis, or Mepkida Lepkida. The second time, she's Matama Meisleis. Right? If it goes 90 days, it's Dayashaita, because she has made herself Mesulekas Damim. But once she went 90 days, once, it's Dayashaita. And then she went 90 days a second time, right? You still haven't let me say it, right? You're still not letting me say it.
It's so simple.
Again, obviously it's not simple because you're not letting me explain it. She, right, this woman that goes the second time in 90 days is not Dayashaita. Even though she went 90 days without it. But once she went 90 days once and saw blood, the second time around, we say she's not Mesulekas Damim, because this woman is a woman that sees. She doesn't have to establish a pattern of seeing. All she has to do is establish a pattern of days. We're not interested in that, so she's a woman that doesn't have a vest yet. And therefore, we're not interested in that. We're interested in the fact that this woman saw 90 days interval canceled her seeing, but the next 90 days does not cancel her seeing, because she's a woman that sees. That's one way of looking at it. If that is true, that we look at it that way, which is the fact, there's two ways of understanding it. One is because she's a woman that sees. Since she's a woman that sees, first time she went 90 days, it canceled it. The second time she went 90 days, she's not canceled. She has to keep Meisleis. Because she's a woman that sees. And 90 days cancels it once, not a second time. That is one way of understanding it. If you learn that way, now let's move to the 11-year-old. Is 11-year-old the same as a 12-year-old? That once she sees, she doesn't have to see two times to establish a pattern of seeing? There's two ways of understanding it. One way is to say, the minute she saw the first time, she doesn't have to establish a pattern of seeing. And the reason the Braisa said that after the second 90 days, it's Dayashaita, is that it's going like Reb Shimon Gamliel, who says it needs three times to establish a pattern. So this woman, because it's going like Reb Shimon Gamliel, gets an extra 90 days that if she didn't see, she doesn't have to be worried about Dayashaita. But according to Rebbe, then the second time, she would be Matama Meisleis. Because she doesn't have to establish a pattern of seeing. She just has to establish a pattern of days. But she's seeing like a woman that's over 12. Ida Bryce has said she went two times 90 days at Dayashaita, because two times 90 days is because she's going like a Shimon Gamliel, that patterns take three times to establish. Therefore, we need her to be twice 90 days, meaning the second time 90 days doesn't prove that she's not a Mesulekas Damim. The 90 days is taking away her blood. The other way of understanding is the way we understood it till now, that the girl that never saw has to establish a pattern of seeing first. And if she didn't establish a pattern of seeing, she's not considered a Roya Damim. So therefore she gets extra time because she has to establish a pattern of seeing. And therefore, the second time is when she's establishing her pattern, and that doesn't count. So what counts, the first time is the next time is like the first time, and then the third one is like the second time, and it's going like Rebbe. Those are the two ways of understanding. The Nafka Mina would be if the woman went 30 days for a second period. The 11-year-old had a period. Then they had 30 days later another period. If you learn she has to establish a pattern of seeing, then she's not, then she wouldn't be Matama Meslice. If you learn that she doesn't have to establish a pattern of seeing, once she saw one, she's a regular girl, then after 30 days she would be Matama Meslice. Aye, why after 90 is she treated differently than the 12-year-old? Because that part is going like a Shimon Gamliel, who holds that you need an extra time to prove that you're not a miscellaneous stomach. I hope I explained myself a little bit. Let me try again. Let me ask, do you have a question about what I said now?
There's two terms. One's called Yilub Dan, one's called Shinugat. So if you understand what those two mean, then there's two factors. There's two kinds of reasons. One applies by one, and one applies by the other. The one who's under 12 has to move two factors, where the one who's over 12 only has to move one factor. Well, that's simple.
That's the Shiloh.
Yeah. Writing a chart, you know, one is two raises
maybe
you have to remove.
That's the Shiloh.
Right. Does he have to remove two, or is it just one?
But if you only have to remove one, you have a problem why the second 90 days is still Daya Shaita.
Yeah,
so that's why it would have to go like a Shimon Gamliel, right, who said that the second 90 days doesn't prove a thing.
Right.
Yes? This is an 11-year-old, saw, went 90 days without seeing, Dayashaita. Now, why is the first 90 days Dayashaita? Is it because it's 90 days, or is it because she's 11? What is the reason for that first 90-day period? She saw, Rabbi Einstein, is any issue? No. She saw, and then 90 days later, she saw again. So the Braita says, Dayashaita, again. This is the point, right here. We can explain it right here. This lady saw, first time in her life, 11 years old, this girl. 90 days later, she saw, sees, the Braita says, Dayashaita. What is the reason for that? Is it because she never established a pattern of seeing? She needs two Rias to be a girl that sees. And therefore, it makes no difference if it's 90 days or 30 days or 5 days or 40 days. She never saw two times. She's still a Meselekes Davim. That would be one way of explaining it. And 90 days just happens to be 90 days. Or, no, maybe it's only because it's 90 days. Had it been 30 days, she would have been Matame Meselekes, even though she never saw in her life. Let's take a look again at the Braita.
Second time,
30 days. Yes, she saw once. She saw 30 days later. What would be that luck at a second time? Is she Dayashaita or is she Matama Meslech? She's 11. Does she have to establish a pattern that she sees? And therefore, number two would not be Matama Meslech? Because now is when she's establishing the pattern. And therefore, I don't care what the interval is between 1 and 2. 2 would be Dayashaita automatically. Because she never established a pattern of seeing.
I'm stuck on why, what's the age of the pattern of seeing? Once you see, you establish the pattern of seeing. Whether you're 11 or 12.
Okay? No, no, because 11-year-olds don't see.
But she did.
Again, that might be an aberration. 12-year-olds that see is not an aberration. 11-year-olds that see is an aberration. So the question becomes, does this girl have to establish that it's not an aberration before we can start talking anything else? Or, no, once she sees, she's like the 12-year-old that sees. Now, Kamina would be, let's say the second period is 30 days later. She saw at 11, and then saw again 30 days later. Is she Matama Meslech? If you learn that the girl who sees once is established as a seer, that she is Matama Meslech. If you learn that till she sees twice, she's not established as anything, then she's not Matama Meslech. That's the crux of the Shaila. Now let's move on. Because the Braita said 90 days. The Braita said this girl saw an 11 then waited 90 days. Dayashaita. And then waited another 90 days. Is Dayashaita. Now, if you learn that once the woman saw once, she is a seer, so why 90 days later is a Dayashaita? Because she removed, like every other woman that goes 90 days, she's Dayashaita. What?
She goes back to being
Meselekes. Like every woman that goes 90 days without seeing. Then the next time she goes 90 days, now, by a woman that sees, we don't give her that 2 times 90 days. We say once she saw after 90 days, she's considered not Meselekes. And going another 90 days is not going to make a difference. So why is this girl get an extra time? Why is this girl getting an extra time? Why is she different than the 12-year-old? So either you learn because she has to establish a pattern of seeing, which the 12-year-old didn't have to, so it gives her an extra time. Or you learn, it's going like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the first 2 times of 90 is not considered anything. You need a 3rd time of 90 to knock out Meselekes Damim. So that's the question here. We see clearly in the Braita that 2 times 90 is not is Dayashaita. Why? Is it because she never established a pattern of seeing till after the first 90? Therefore, she needs the second 90 to remove, to make the pattern that she now is a Meselekes. So the second 90, she's a Meselekes Damim, because the first 90, she was not a seer. It took the first 90 to establish herself as a seer. Or is it? No. She's a seer the first time. The reason she needs an extra 90 is because we need more because of Rav Shimon Gamliel. I'm going to do this again tomorrow. It'll take as long as it takes, lean at her, and we're going to try to get this straight, no matter if we learn one line or a half a line.
You'll be here tomorrow on the phone.
I'll be here tomorrow. And therefore, I want to make sure I finish this tomorrow. It's on the phone. As complicated as it is in person, on the phone it becomes 10x.
Whiteboard?
No. This is not a whiteboard kind of stuff.